The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender that specializes in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern time is go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan type. Today's loan type is going to be manufactured home. So Jose will take us through a deep dive into that shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our pricing. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up the rates and see what they're looking like today.
Looking amazing. Finally, some good news for everybody out there. Just hit the markets. Let me refresh the rates as well. Everybody is issuing new rates as we speak. So they're dropping literally as we speak. But what we do every day, we're going to compare all the different loan programs here. So we're going to set up a basic scenario so we can compare the APR across the loan programs. We're going to set up a $500,000 purchase amount, a $400,000 loan amount. That's 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. We're going to set all the demos to a 760 estimated credit score. We're going to set all the demos to a 40% debt to income ratio. And for our DSCR demos, we always use a DSCR value of 1.5, which we'll explain when we get there. But that's what we'll do when we compare these programs. If you'd like a full breakdown of all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with our team members. We have over 300 loan officers to help you out. And let's go ahead and share these options, which are looking amazing. Share the right screen. There we go. So first up for today, definitely dropped a little bit here already, and it probably will continue to drop, is our most popular option, the 30-year fixed conventional option for a primary home. This is typically the first option we quote most borrowers. Today, rates are as low as 6.49, final APR coming in at 6.815. So just a few days ago, we were up over 7 on the APR. So some great news as the rates are dropping. Now, if there's any reason our customer does not qualify for a conventional program, typically the next option we want to compare is an FHA program. FHA allows more leniency on credit issues, as well as a higher debt-to-income ratio. So this is a good option for our borrowers who may not qualify for conventional. For the same scenario, rates come in at 5.75, but make sure you compare the APR. APR comes in at 6.699, which includes all of the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required on those products. So if you compare here, if our customer qualifies for both, FHA actually might be a touch cheaper in some examples, and our customers that need to use it, definitely some amazing rates today as they have dropped. And moving on to one of our favorite options, our VA option for our eligible veterans and active service members. If you are eligible for these programs, these are amazing. So VA comes in today lower than it has been the last couple of days, but I expect it to continue to drop as well, coming in at 5.875 this morning. Final APR at 6.183. So notice the APR for VA is always the best. So if our veterans are eligible, definitely recommend the VA program. It has some of the best benefits. And as you can see, the lowest APR here. And I expect these all to continue to drop today. Now we're going to our next government option. If our property is in a USDA eligible area and our borrowers are eligible, USDA is a great option for those specific properties. So USDA comes in at 5.75 today, final APR 6.512, lower as well. And typically our customers that would be shopping in these areas might be comparing it to an FHA program. So notice it's still lower cost here for USDA if that property is eligible than FHA as well as conventional. So for those customers shopping in those USDA areas, definitely check out those USDA programs. And now we get into the fun stuff. So most other banks or lenders typically only have the four options here, the standard, agency, and government. But if our customer doesn't qualify with these, many other banks or lenders might have to deny them because they don't have other options. But we have over 5,000 additional options here. So first up is our non-QM alt doc for a primary home. So this would typically be a bank statement program or similar. We have bank statement programs, P&L programs, 1099 programs, asset-related programs, all kinds of options. But the cheapest today comes in at 7.125 rate. And a final APR at 7.447. So this is about the same as it was the last couple of days. Remember, non-QM takes a few days to react. So I expect later this week, all of the non-QM programs to start coming down as well. So this is actually the same as it was yesterday, but comparing to conventional, still within about a half a point, and I expect this to drop significantly over the next couple of days here. So typically we'll compare across these. If our customer doesn't qualify for conventional, they have to use alternative documentation. No problem. Very comparable program here. And now we'll get into our investment properties. So first up is our non-QM alt doc. So again, a bank statement or similar program for an investment property. Comes in today at 7.5 rate, APR at 7.86. So again, good option. And I expect these to come down as we move throughout the day and week. And let's compare that to our other investment property options. So there are no government programs for investment properties. So we do have just the conventional to look at for agency government here. So the 30-year fixed conventional investment is going to be rates as low as 7.5. Final APR coming in at 7.855. So if we compare this to alt doc, pretty much the same. These are pretty comparable here. So definitely good option if our customers need to use alternative documentation. But I recommend all our investors check out our favorite programs. Going to be our DSCR options. These require no employment, no income. We just use the estimated rents from the property to determine a DSCR value, stands for debt service coverage ratio. And if the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property will cash flow monthly, that's a positive DSCR ratio over 1. We use the 1.5 here for the demo so we can see all the programs. And the first one up here is our 3-year prepayment penalty option, which is pretty standard. So rates come in at 7.125 today, final APR 7.458. So smoking conventional here using a DSCR program with just a 3-year prepay. And to sweeten the deal, if you add a 5-year prepayment penalty, rates today come in as low as 6.875 and final APR 7.188. So again, blowing conventional out of the water. And again, I expect these non-QM DSCR examples to drop throughout the week, which will be awesome. And the final DSCR option is our customers or investors that don't want a prepayment penalty, no problem. It just costs a little bit more here. So the option for DSCR with no prepayment penalty comes in at 7.75, final APR 8.088. It's a little bit more expensive than conventional when you add no prepay. So we usually recommend our investors sweeten the deal with a little bit of a prepay to take advantage of these options up here. And our final two demos on the screen are fixed rate second mortgages. Again, these should come down later this week as well. So our first option is a 30-year fixed second mortgage for a primary home. Rates come in today at 8.625, final APR 9.059. And for our investors looking to keep that first mortgage and not get a HELOC, we have our 30-year fixed for second mortgages for investment properties coming in at 9.875, final APR 10.185. Both of these haven't changed much. Most of the non-QM options haven't changed, but they should here later this week. So the next couple of days will be exciting. Let me go ahead and change my screen, and we're going to check out Jose's examples here, which is going to be on manufactured home loans. So first off, Jose, explain the type of manufactured homes we're talking about, not mobile homes, not properties in a mobile home park typically, right? So we're talking about true manufactured homes. So first define that, and then let's check out our.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Just letting you know, we love manufactured home loans here at the Mortgage Calculator. Definitely going to have a treat for you with all of the options that I'm going to present to you. But first, let's clarify what a manufactured home is and is not. A manufactured home is basically a mobile home that has transitioned to being real property. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, manufactured home starts at the factory, right? Gets manufactured, gets put together at the factory. It has at that moment a vehicle title, right? It's titled just like the vehicle. It has wheels, it has a chassis, and it is trailered over in two pieces to the location where it will be. Here's the important part, where it will be permanently affixed to the land that is associated with the manufactured home, so that when it transitions to being real property, then you'll be able to find it in the tax records. It's going to have a folio number for the land, and the manufactured home is going to be permanently affixed to that land, part of the land, and That's the only way that you would be able to sell it and finance it, right? So at that point now, that manufactured home is going to have a real property title. Most importantly, it will need an affidavit of a fixture, which is a document that formally states that the manufactured home has transitioned from being a mobile home to a manufactured home. Now, very often we get inquiries where people ask, well, can you finance a mobile home? Because unfortunately, they're using the phrase mobile home interchangeably with manufactured home to really mean a manufactured home. So first and foremost, if you're going to inquire about manufactured homes, make sure that you are inquiring about a manufactured home. Do not use the word mobile home if you really mean manufactured home, because they're not the same thing. Visually, you may think they are, but they're not, because a manufactured home has to be permanently affixed to the land that belongs to the manufactured home, which means that it's not a manufactured home if it sits in a mobile home park where the lots are rented and the mobile home owner pays monthly lot rent. So even though you own the mobile home, you do not own the land it sits on, so you still have a mobile home. You could finance that same way you'd finance a car, but that's not real estate financing, and that is not going to be applicable to any of the options that we're going to present to you here today. So let's go ahead and share our purchase and refi options for our manufactured homes. So I'm taking this from highest LTV to lowest LTV. So our first option here for a manufactured home purchase is VA. The VA does not have any loan level price adjustments for manufactured homes. They're going to finance them at the same rate and terms as their regular financing. So here we have our lowest cost option, actually with a $5 lender credit, 0.001, at 7.25%, lowest cost option. And our lowest rate option is 6%. At a cost of 2.449 points for our manufactured home purchase, 100% LTV. Great option. Manufactured home USDA purchase. Remember Nick recently going over USDA loans today? Well, here is our best options for a manufactured home. You actually have a lender credit as our lowest cost option at 6.875, we have a 0.3 point lender credit. And you can buy that down all the way to 6% is our lowest rate option for USDA manufactured home loans. And I forgot to say, manufactured homes are a great way to try to bridge the affordability gap right now in real estate. So now we're going to our Home Possible. Now, Home Possible is an affordable program, right? Affordable housing option. So here, this does allow to go up to a 97%. And why you still see the manufactured home still at 97%? Because it is an affordable housing option. And what option, what housing is more affordable than manufactured homes? So here, our lowest cost option is 7.49%. with a 0.1 lender credit. Love those lender credits on those high LTV loans. And you can buy that down all the way to 6.49% is our lowest rate option for our Freddie Mac Home Possible, 97%. Yes, 97% LTV. And now we have our Fannie Mae Home Ready affordable option, also 97% LTV. Our lowest cost option is 7.49% at par. You can buy that down all the way to 6.49% for 97% home ready option from Fannie Mae. Now we have FHA, which is 96.5% LTV, the same as always. No loan level price adjustment. So you're going to see the same rates as for site built homes. 6.625 is almost at par, costing 0.125. and you can buy that down all the way to 5.75% rates. That is our lowest rate option at a cost of 2.5 points. And our last purchase option before we go into our refi options is a manufactured home Freddie Mac choice home purchase. And here we are 7.5% lowest cost option, 6.5% lowest rate option. So now I did mention some treats, and here's one of the treats is our DSCR manufactured home purchase. Yes, investors, we do have that option. However, 70% LTV max, that's the limit, but it is possible. And look at that super deep rate sheet. Our lowest cost option, 9.25%, almost at par. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.25%. That is amazing for a 70% LTV DSCR purchase of a manufactured home. Yes, investors, that is possible. And then let's go with our refi options. 100% LTV is possible through VA. 7.625 lowest cost option. 6.5% lowest rate option. And our FHA cash out, 80% LTV max, like always. 6.625 lowest cost option, 5.75 lowest rate option. And our max LTV on the conventional is the manufactured home advantage option at 65% LTV. And 7.625 is our lowest cost option, 6.625 lowest rate option for our manufactured home advantage. Conventional manufactured home advantage is the product. Remember the manufactured home training from the other day is the product that is only for properties that are newer. I believe it's either 1990 or 91 year built manufactured homes are the only ones that qualify for the MH advantage. And last but not least, our final treat for you, our manufactured home DSCR cash out. Up to 65% LTV, which is amazing. And what's even more amazing is the rates that we can offer on this product. Very selective product, by the way. Pretty hard to find this out there. 9.49% is almost at par. And like the purchase one, you can buy that down real deep. In this case, our lowest rate option is 7.375%. Yes, you heard me correct. That's not a typo. 7.375 for a manufactured home. DSCR cash out up to 65% LTV. So take advantage of the manufactured home momentum right now. Great opportunities for investment properties. The debt service coverage ratios are very high on manufactured homes. They have a very good rate of return for our investors and are very affordable options for our primary and second homeowners.
Okay, thank you, Jose. Let's see if we got any questions here. It looks like there's one question that came in here. So the question is, so for a USDA loan on a manufactured home, how would the process work after the applicant has been approved and selected for the home? Will the company have to be on an approved list, et cetera?
I think this is a combination question because looks like they're asking about more a manufactured home one-time close, I think would be probably more what they may be asking for, because if you purchase an already existing manufactured home that's already permanently affixed to the land, the only thing, you know, besides all the, you know, the approval process for the borrower's credit and income and the appraisal and all that kind of stuff, and property condition, the main thing to note is, do you have an affidavit of a fixture that shows that the manufactured home was already previously permanently affixed to the land? And most importantly, that it's permanently affixed to the land that it was originally permanently affixed to, right? So when it comes from the factory, gets affixed to a piece of land, that's where it has to stay for it to be able to obtain financing in the future as well. So if that seller sells a manufactured home and the buyer gets in, yeah, I'm going to take it, but I'm going to put it on another piece of land, they're not going to be able to get the financing for it. It has to be on the original land. And if it's a one-time close loan that we're doing, yes, on the one-time close loan, the borrower has to be approved. The contractor has to be approved, which would be like, do they have to be on an approved list? Well, not necessarily, but they have to be approved by turning in the required documentation for the contractor to be approved. And then the construction itself has to be approved, which in this case is purchasing the manufactured home from the manufacturer, who is then going to bring it to the site, put it together in a site, permanently affix it to the land in the site, which would be the quote unquote construction portion of this process. So yes, they do have to be approved in that way.
Another question here. What if the home is moved on the same lot to a different orientation?
That's a tricky one. Like if they turn it, it was facing east, west, now it's facing north, south. Oh, well, that seems to be one of those gray areas. You know, I think you'd be okay, but I really don't know if there is additional filings that are going to be presented, additional affidavits that they would possibly have to provide to show the condition of the foundation. But as long as technically what the guidelines say, that it has to be affixed to the same land that it was originally affixed to.
All right. So looks like that's it for the questions. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up then. Remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday, where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Take care, everyone. Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.